When I posted the last episode, I said I'd been getting my post-COVID life straightened out. I hadn't. In fact, I recorded this episode the following week in September of 2020, and I didn't post it because I felt so out of touch with what I was offering. I still don't have clarity, except that I'm being called to keep going. The world needs your gifts, and I'm supposed to help you see that. And thank you for listening and being part of this movement towards wellness for all beings. Stay well, my friends, and enjoy this episode. Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing toward needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. And sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to join us in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. We are gathering every new and full moon for guided drum meditation to feel into those energies. And I connect in every morning with the energy of the day. You'll find the link in the show notes and on the myshamaniclife.com website. And if you're not a Facebook person, I hope when you go to myshamaniclife.com that you'll sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a great free guide to getting real, how you can be grounded in the mundane world and still expand and grow spiritually so that you can really start to live that extraordinary life. There's also an opportunity there to sign up for a free break open call, a discovery call where you can explore how you are wishing to expand, how you're needing to get grounded, and how some simple things might really make a difference. And I'd love the opportunity to talk to you about that. In the energy of the day, I pull a card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And I use the card that I pull as the basis for the practices that I present in the podcast. I always record on Fridays. And the card that I pulled this Friday, today, was the Golden Egg card. And that doesn't sound like an animal, and it's not. She has the animal spirits grouped by element. And there is one more group besides earth, air, fire, and water, and that's spirit. And each of the spirit cards relates to one of the chakras, those energy centers in the body that are detailed in the chakra system. And the card that I pulled today is the Golden Egg. The Golden Egg is the heart chakra card. And it's about how our divine essence resides in the heart and how we can get quiet and listen to the heart talk and give messages. Right? And when we do this kind of inner work, we're not always looking at what we hear, but rather what we see or sense or feel. So messages come in all kinds of ways. You might get an image. You might get a message that sounds like somebody spoke it. Or, more likely for most of us, you might just get a thought, as if that piece of knowledge was suddenly in your head and yours. Or you might even feel an emotion around a message. So be open to anything that comes through. And for those of us who are moving into these leadership roles in world-changing ways, staying connected with the heart, with your divine essence, and recognizing that divine essence in all beings is what keeps us going. When we shut off from the heart and we just start to push because something feels right scientifically, or there's a commitment that you've made and you feel like you have to keep going with it, then we lose our edge. We lose what keeps us moving forward. Right? As emerging leaders, activists, advocates, change makers, we need to let that come from the heart. We need to let it come from our divine essence. And let those messages come through, because that's what's going to keep us connected to higher self and spirit and how we're guided. Right? This is what guides us. This is what moves us through. So we're going to practice today getting into that heart space, softening it, opening it up. And we're going to do this with a really simple, short practice of opening up physically in the heart space, and then opening up with the breath into the heart space, and then energetically opening up into the heart space. So starting with the physical, making physical space, and then going from there. We're going to do this entire practice seated. It will be short, maybe about 20 minutes. So my invitation for you is to find a seat that works for you. You might sit on the floor. You might sit cross-legged if that works for you. If that's not comfortable, how about sitting in a chair? Find a place to sit that works for you. If you're sitting on something like a chair, can you put your feet flat on the floor? Just to keep things grounded. Right? And if you're sitting down on the floor, you might be using cushions or folded blankets to support your seat a little bit. Just make sure that your sitting bones feel like they are connecting down into the earth. Let your hands rest where they're comfortable for a moment. Relax your shoulders down, reach up through the crown of your head. And just be for a moment. Let the breath be natural. Begin to feel what's going on along the spine and the back muscles, core muscles. How are they supporting you or resisting? How can you adjust? And take a few breaths here, in and out through your nose, deepening the breath a little bit. And notice where you meet resistance, especially in the heart space. So as you start to expand the breath, does your chest expand? Does your abdomen expand? Does your upper back expand, the lower back? Do you expand out to the sides? And notice where you're meeting resistance. It's acknowledging that resistance in your body without trying to push it away. There's no place you have to get to with this. And now bring your hands up to your shoulders. Rest your fingertips on the tops of your shoulders as if there was little suitcase handles there that you could hold on to. Reconnect to your breath. And as you take your next breath in, bring your elbows back and squeeze your shoulder blades together slightly so you're getting a little stretch across the front of your chest. And as you exhale, bring your elbows towards each other in the front. Drop your chin into the space between your arms. Now inhale again, open the elbows out to the side and then draw them back so your heart expands and lifts. Exhale, bring your elbows all the way forward and drop your chin in to round a little bit. Inhale, open up, elbows out to the side, heart lifts. Exhale, bring the elbows forward, bring your chin to your chest. And do a few more of these. Very gently, staying with your breath, feeling the upper back beginning to open up a little bit. Take one more round, working with the breath. And then at the end of your exhale, come up to neutral so your elbows point straight out to the sides. Now keep your hands resting on the tops of your shoulders. Reach your elbows out. And then very gently make some circles with your elbows. Just moving the arm bones around in the shoulder sockets. Your shoulders might start to fatigue a little bit. Be very gentle and take a break if you need to. Now change the direction of your circles. Usually start in the way that feels less awkward, so notice how this direction feels. And now bring your elbows back to stillness out to the sides. Keep your elbows reaching out to the sides and your fingers on the tops of your shoulders. And as you take your next exhale, turn your heart to the right. Little twist in the spine, right in the middle of the back. Inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, turn your heart to the left. Keep reaching through your elbows. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, take it to the right. Inhale to center. And exhale to the left. Now come back to center, pause. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, drop your right elbow down and lift your left elbow toward the sky so you're taking a little bend over to your right. Hold here, reach up through your left elbow so that the left shoulder starts to come over the right. Take another breath. And on your next inhale, come slowly back up. Now exhale, drop your left elbow, lift your right elbow to the sky, and take your bend over to the left. Reaching up through your right elbow, stacking the shoulders, left elbow reaching toward the ground. Nice, on your next breath in, come slowly back up. Reach. And now extend your arms out to the sides. Lower your arms down. Let your hands rest where they're comfortable, in your lap or on your knees. Relax your shoulders. And just notice the movement of energy around the shoulders, into the chest, into the upper back, into the heart space. Now bring your attention back to your breath. And draw the breath in through your nose. And imagine sending it all the way down to the bottom of your torso. And as you exhale, feel the breath lift up and out. Inhale, bring the breath down to the bottom of the torso. Draw in just a little bit more breath as if you were filling your torso like you were pouring water into a glass. And as you exhale, feel that breath pour out as though you've tipped that glass over. Again, inhale. Start at the bottom of your torso. Fill yourself up as high as you can. And then exhale, pour that breath out of your torso. Each breath now, fill your torso like a glass a little bit higher. Exhale and empty it completely. Avoid any strain. Coming only as high with the breath as you can on any particular breath. Noticing where you meet resistance. Notice when your breath is able to start to fill up into the heart space. And let the breath create expansion in your chest, in your upper back, in your side ribs. Empty completely on your exhale so that your body begins to contract in, softening, releasing. And that softening is going to allow that next inhale to expand just a micro movement more. Now, as you take your next inhale, roll your shoulders forward, lift them up towards your ears. And as you exhale, squeeze your shoulder blades together and roll the shoulders back and down. Again, inhale, roll your shoulders forward, come up to your ears. Exhale, roll your shoulders back and down. Good, three more. Inhale, lifting the shoulders to the ears. Exhale, roll back and down. Again, inhale, roll forward and up. Exhale, back and down. Good, last time. Inhale, roll the shoulders forward. Exhale, relax your shoulders back and down. Hands comfortably on your lap or on your thighs or knees. If you haven't, now close your eyes. Keep breathing deeply. Feel into the space in the heart. Between your front ribs and your back ribs. The heart muscle, the lungs, the chest and the upper back and the shoulder blades. Notice how the physical body feels there. Notice if any emotions are coming to the surface. Just allow them to arrive, move through. And then imagine in the center of your heart space, a golden egg. Glowing, beautiful, radiant. Pulse that golden light from the center of your heart space outward in all directions. See, sense, or feel that light radiating past your skin. Imagine that golden light reaching out to touch all the other beings around you. Awakening their own golden light, their divine essence, the pure love that is each being's highest self. Imagine your own highest self, your divine essence, your pure love, radiating out to connect with all of the beings around you. and knowing beams of golden light connect you to all of the beings, where you share the land and beyond. Get quiet. Relax your breath so it becomes natural, letting it again become involuntary. You'll feel that golden light radiating, and listen with your hearing, with your seeing, with your knowing, your inner wisdom, and with your emotions, for messages from your heart space, your divine essence, the pure love. Might get distracted. It's okay. When you notice that it happens, let it go. Drop back into that heart, radiating golden light. Let the messages come. Avoid censoring out, critiquing, judging, or analyzing. Simply let the messages come. Keep listening. Keep seeing, sensing, feeling, or simply knowing the messages of your higher self. And know that your higher self, your divine essence, is vibrating with all the beings and their divine essences. The message for you is a universal message. Whenever you have questions or doubts, when your motivation wanes, drop into the heart and listen. allow the guidance, the wisdom. Let it all come. And I'm going to leave you with that. Sit as long as you'd like. My divine essence acknowledges the divine essence in you and all beings that connects us, that makes us one on our big, beautiful planet.